Good morning.
Good morning.
The first of our readings today is Acts 2, verses 1 to 21, and can be found in 837, page 837 in the Pew Bibles. While the day of Pentecost was running its course, they were all together in one place, when suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, which filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues like flames of fire dispersed amongst them and resting on each one. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other tongues as the Spirit gave them power of utterance. Now there were living in Jerusalem devout Jews drawn from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the crowd gathered, all bewildered, because each one heard his own language spoken. They were amazed, and in their astonishment exclaimed, "Why, they are all Galileans, are they not, these men who are speaking? How is it that we hear them, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, of Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, of Phrygia and Pamphylia, of Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them telling in our own tongues the great things that God has done." And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What can this mean?" Others said contemptuously, "They've been drinking." But Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, mark this and give me a hearing. These men are not drunk as you imagine. For it is only 9 a.m. No, this is what the prophet spoke of. God says, this will happen in the last days. I will pour out upon everyone a portion of my spirit. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and I will endure even my slaves, both men and women, with a portion of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and drifting smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon to blood, before that great resplendent day, the day of the Lord shall come. And then everyone who invokes the name of the Lord shall be saved."